ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 16 एंटाइटल्ड किंग चित्रकेतु मीट्स द लॉर्ड टेक्स्ट नंबर 7। स्यार्थस्य संबंधो ह्य नित्यो दृश्यते नृषु यावदस्य हि संबंधो ममत्वं तावदेव हि। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. A few living entities are born in human species and others are born as animals. Although both are living entities, their relationships are impermanent. An animal may remain in the custody of a human being for some time, and then the same animal may be transferred to the possession of other human beings. As soon as the animal goes away, the former proprietor no longer has a sense of ownership. As long as the animal is in his possession, he certainly has an affinity for it. But as soon as the animal is sold, the affinity is lost. Purport. Aside from the fact that the soul transmigrates from one body to another, even in this life the relationships between living entities are impermanent, as exemplified in this verse. The son of Chitraketu was named Harshashok, or jubilation and lamentation. The living entity is certainly eternal, but because he is covered by a temporary dress, the body, his eternity is not observed. Dehino asmin yatha dehe kaumaram yavanam jara. The embodied soul continuously passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age. Thus the bodily dress is impermanent. The living entity, however, is permanent. As an animal is transferred from one owner to another, the living entity, who was the son of Chitraketu, lived as his son for some time. But as soon as he was transferred to another body, the affectionate relationship was broken. As stated in the example given in the previous verse, when one has a commodity in his hands, he considers it his. But as soon as it is transferred, it becomes someone else's commodity. Then one no longer has a relationship with it. He has no affection for it, nor does he lament for it. The living entity who was in the body of the son of Maharaj Chitraketu, who was called back by Sri Narad Muni, is speaking to his father and everyone over there, telling him about the eternal quality of the soul, an impermanent nature of the relationships between body and the between various bodies, as it is observed in this world. The relationships between various bodies are always in a flux, that is, in a motion, in a state of change. In fact, in this whole material world, if you see, this whole material world is always moving. Just like a river, if we observe a stream or a river which is flowing, from the top, we can't notice or make out exactly how much water is flowing from below the surface. We just see the top, some waves on the top. We see some movement, but we can't exactly see. For us, the top surface always remains the same. Like, even if the stream is a stone, we see some disturbance, but that remains there. The top surface remains the same, but water is flowing below the surface in the stream. Similarly, in this material world, it may appear that the whole material situation is the same. The roads are there, the Bombay city is there, some buildings are coming up, some systems of electricity, plumbing, drainage are being made up, and the things are remaining the same. It doesn't appear a big difference at you just look at it today and look at it tomorrow. It doesn't appear a big difference, but still the things are flowing. Even though it may not appear from the top of the stream that the water is flowing from below. Similarly, in this material world, everything is continuously flowing. Our life, it doesn't appear like we, almost all of us were just like this, which we are even few years back or few days back. Just like this is like a surface of the stream, our face and the body. It doesn't appear that many things are happening inside. Even day to day, there are a lot of changes happening within our body. We are eating food that is getting digested. Then the remaining food is thrown off. We are inhaling, exhaling. So many things are happening within our body. But from the outside, it appears that the body is remaining the same. The surface is the same. But within, a lot of changes are happening. But actually, if you observe, just like the stream, this whole body is slowly changing. If we see many of our devotees, children, I remember when we joined, they are very small, 5 years, 6 years, and now we see they are grown up, 20 years old, graduates doing some professional job. We could not notice the change every day, but over the past 10-15 years, the change has happened. Or those who are already in the profession, now we can see that they are almost to give up their profession, and the old age has sunk in. The hairs have become white, the skin has developed some wrinkles, and somehow the face is like what we call it a mature face, but it's actually an embarrassed face. Like, why it is embarrassed? Because none of us wanted to become being embarrassed by jara, old age. But because it compulsory comes and embraces us, the old age is called jara. So we become embarrassed. We are helpless. The time has flowed. 15 years have gone by, we are 40 years at the peak of our career. Generally, a man is at the peak of career around 40 or 50 years of age. His business has developed, his contacts are well settled. But as I was telling yesterday at one place, Prahlad Maharaj is instructing all of us. And in this material world, everyone is very busy keeping accounts. Accounts of finances, bank account, loan account, a tax account, interest account, so many accounts are there, debit, credit, so many things. But a person forgets to keep account of his own life. He understands that account of his own life is getting exhausted. Meanwhile, he is keeping accounts of his finances in so many various ways. This bank, this account, that bank, saving account, a fixed deposit account. So many accounts, he very properly keeps so many accounts, but he doesn't keep the account of his own life. I have a life of say 70 years, 50 years, and out of that, 40 years have gone by. He doesn't know this account. He's so busy keeping these accounts of finances that his whole life account is getting finished. And one day he understands that all my financial accounts are going to remain as they are, but my life account is now exhausted. It's zero. Nothing is remaining in my account. I did not worry of the balance which was over here, which was supposed to be kept here. And because I did not do any spiritual life, there is neither a balance on that side. And whatever material things I had done, by the time of death, have come to none. They have become void, zero. So Prahlad Maharaj was instructing in that way. In this material world, if we see, the bodies are always flowing in a state of flux, the relationship. And we see in due course of flow, the bodily demands, the likings, they also change. As Shankaracharya says, Balas Tavat Kida Sakta. When a boy is very small, 4 years, 5 years, he's overwhelmed to run around here and there. Sometimes we see in the temple some small children come and they run around here and there with their thumping feet, thak thak, and everyone. But all of us did the same thing at one point of time. We are also running around in a similar fashion. And then when the child is little grown up, then the relationship is changing with this world. Then he requires a bat and ball in his hand. He has a bat and he just goes on hitting everything. In the home, I have seen some children, they get a glass, they hit with the bat. They get something else. They are just having a bat and they want to be hitting everything out. So, but the point is, we all did the same thing in due course of time. And now we are thinking, we are grown up. You see, these are little children. But times will change. They will become grown up and we will become old. And the time will again change. We will be dead and they will become old. So this is always happening in this material world. It is said that it is anitya. Although it is anitya, very temporary, but it appears. And he said, it is said, the relationship in this world are also very temporary. The son, when he is very small boy, he speaks very sweetly with broken language. That is a relationship. Father enjoys the broken language of the son. And then when the son is little grown, the relationships are little strained. Naturally it happens. Between the father and the son. The son is 10 in 10th class or 12th class. He wants to do something. He wants to go for a movie and the father says, you cannot go. And then he wants to go out with his friends and the father says, you cannot do this. With every idea there is some difference of opinion. And the relationships are naturally a little bit strained. But still the son is a bit submissive because he is not financially independent. Then the things change. Then the son goes off in another doing some job. And the father is there. So relationships between the two members of the same family also change. What to speak of that? I was telling in the beginning. Our relationship with our own body also changes. In the young, we are very joyful. We are having a growing body. There's some advertisement. Badta bachcha or something. He is very growing body. So we are all very joyful. Happy, running around. No tension of earning money. Or studying also till some level. Then the studies come in. But still we have a lot of time to play. Then we are earning money, position. We have to make it in the world. After all we have achieved, the most sorry state is we are forcefully overtaken by the old age. Up till now, we are completely experiencing success in our life. Although there may be failures, but after that failure, some success would come. But now the greatest failure dawns on all of us. And that is old age. No one can work against it in any way. The modern, cosmetics. Yeah, modern cosmetics can hide your external old age. By doing plastic surgery, they can remove some wrinkles. Or by applying some cream, they can make your white hairs black, appear to be. And they appear to be black or all these things. But internally the changes are happening. And everyone is aware of it. And he's just like a dull observer to all the oldest changes. He's helpless. If we see, therefore, the faces of the old people, we can see a defeated look in their faces. They are defeated. They conquered the whole world. You just observe the old people on the street. They might be big people, but no, they say, what can I do? Everything is going out of my control. So this defeated look is there. However big you become, you may become prime minister or whatever. But by the time you become old, if you are not devotees, we get a defeated look on our face. It's like whatever you did, you see you are losing out. Your strength is going. Your financial controls are going. Your competitors are becoming stronger than you. And now they are taking the number one position, which you held for so many years. In the business line or your profession. You are the best employee for 10 years. But now because you are going old, somebody else is catching up with you. And everyone is defeated. And in the old age, everyone, if he is not a devotee and he doesn't have any philosophy of spiritual life in his mind, everyone gets defeated. And it can be clearly seen. In the young age and the childhood age, everyone can be seen victorious. Even if he loses, suppose a boy is playing a cricket, even if he loses the match, he is victorious because he has strength in his senses. He can run around, he can jump. But in the old days, just they are sitting and talking. Everything makes, now they are becoming aware that we are helplessly approaching death. So, our relationship with our own body also changes as our body transmigrates from Dehi no asmi natha dehe, kaumaram yavanam jara. Therefore, here, the son of Chetaketu is instructing all of us that don't be attached. The affinity, he's saying. This affinity for the possession of a body. If you possess something, he is giving another example. In this material world, If we possess something, we are very attached to it. Just like sometimes there is a dealing, selling of a car. One person is selling car to another and another person is buying. So by the time the deal is signed, just few seconds gap. If before the deal is signed, if car somebody, another car comes and hits the car, we'll feel, oh, I lost. And another person will say, I don't buy the car, go. The car is yours, you made the loss. But once we sign off, both of us, and then another car comes and truck comes and no problem. Achha ho gaya, but I got the money, check is in my hand now. So within few moments, the attachment with material things changes just because the possession is transferred. That is, yes, it is said, as long as the animal, previous times the animals were the household paraphernalia, now the vehicles and the machines are the household paraphernalia. So the example can be changed in that way. We don't have much, only animal which can be seen in Bombay is dogs as a household paraphernalia. And people are so selfish in Kali Yuga. I was reading one place somewhere that we have this animal hospital in Parel, a veterinary hospital. So many people they like to have dogs. And generally, as Krishna has made, in every species, the babies are very attractive. So the dogs as puppies are also very attractive and many people get them. But after a few months, they understand, oh, he's no grown up. No, he's not so sweet, no. And no, he also, we have to take him out daily for his natural callings. So they become a little fed up. So they go to this hospital with their dog and say he's sick, you keep him for some days. And they don't come back. So the hospital has so many dogs like this. And they are worried what to do. So these are relationships in the material world. As soon as the dog is grown up, he's just thrown off. So similarly, all the affinity till the dog was very small, you'd keep it on his lap as if your own son. But when he's little, he's not to your taste, he's deposited in the hospital and the owner doesn't come back. So in this material world, affinities are very short-lived between everyone because the bodies are temporary. The relationships between in this material world are based on the bodies. And as the bodies change, the relationships are bound to change. And there is no need to be sorrow or like, oh, he used to love me so much, he used to serve me so much. It's going to happen. As the bodies are going to change, the relationships are bound to change. And that's what it is said. Tatha dehantara prapti dhiras tatra na muhyati. That with this change of bodies, those who are dhira, they are not bewildered. And within this life also, the change of bodies and change of relationships are expected. And man should not be bewildered by all these changes. We see, sometimes what happens, we see in this Prahlad Maharaj's life, he was exactly showing the example. He actually was a very perfect son of his father. He never showed any disrespect to his father. And many times when he would come in front of his father, he would fall flat, dandot pranam. There's one story that once Surinda says, one incident in Bhagavatam, that Prahlad Maharaj was brought before Narsingh, before Hiranyakashipu, and he fall flat, dandat pranam, touching the feet of his father, although he knew he is the great demon. And seeing his 5 years old son doing obeisances, Hiranyakashipu was overwhelmed with joy. And he picked up his son, placed him on his lap, tears were coming from his eyes, they were bathing Prahlad Maharaj. So Prahlad Maharaj was always respectful to his father. Although he was a great devotee, but he was doing the role of bodily relationships also properly. But then Hiranyakashipu asked, oh my dear son, what do you think what you have learned is the best? Prabhupada says that because Prahlad was a small child, Hiranyakashipu did not ask a hard question, any specific point. He just said, say anything of your syllabus, whatever you like. He did not ask any pinpointed question. So Prahlad said, Tat sadhu manne asuravarya dehi naam. So although he was respecting, but he is calling his father, oh, best among the demons, the greatest demon. Sat sadhu manne asuravarya dehi naam. Sada samudigna dhiya asat grahat. He says in this material world, same point. Why? Asat grahat means a man. Graha means to accept. And asat means temporary. He says when a man accepts temporary things in his life, tat sadhu manne asuravarya dehi naam sada samugdigna dhiya. What happens when one man accepts temporary things in his life? Asad grahat, sada samugdigna dhyam. His mind is always full of anxiety. Sada, always. Samu udvigna. Dhya means intelligence. So in this material world, Prahlad Maharaj is instructing his father that, oh my dear father, the best of demons, if a man accepts the things which are temporary in this nature in his life, he will be immediately overwhelmed with various kinds of anxieties. Therefore, hitvatma paptam gurumandha kupam vanam gato yet harim ashray. Therefore, you please give up this kingdom, this home, and go to the forest and take shelter of Hari. So here Prahlad Maharaj is telling his father to give up his home and go to the forest, but take shelter of Hari. So this is a very important point, as Shaman Prabhu was pointing out 2 days before in his class, that sometimes the people are detached from this world and they are also detached to Krishna. They are like Mayavadis. They are detached from the material world, they have no attachment. But they are also not attached to, they are detached to Krishna. They are like Mayavadis. And as some people, they become attached to Krishna and also attached to the sense gratification. So he said they are like Sahajiyas. But Shaman Prabhu said that we should be detached from matter and attached to Krishna, that is devotee. So in a similar way, here Prahlad Maharaj is telling, vanam gato, go to the forest, but tad harim ashret, take shelter of the Lord Hari. And if you see Prahlad Maharaj, although he was speaking like this, and because of this his father tortured him to great extent, but after the death, when he, for Prahlad's cause, Narsingdev appeared. And when Narsingdev came, we know how he took up Hiranyakashipu. He had a great fight. Although Narsingdev was so huge, and Hiranyakashipu attacked Narsingdev, it appeared that Narsingdev is not visible. Just like in the bright sun, a small firefly goes. The firefly is not visible. Now similarly, when Hiranyakashipu attacked Narsingdev, he became invisible. But still, Hiranyakashipu was so full of pride and arrogance that he thought that I can kill Narsingdev. So once Hiranyakashipu was caught by Narsingdev, and then he tried to escape, and Narsingdev allowed him to escape. Just like I have seen in my childhood days, we had a cat in our home. The cat would go and catch a rat. And like in the home, they like this asana is there. So many things are there, and there are so many corners where the rat can hide. The cat would go catch the rat and bring it in the center of the room, in the center stage, and leave it. The rat would lay there for a few minutes, and then he would think the cat is now not paying attention or gone away. And then he would suddenly try to run off to some corner. But just before he would enter some cupboard, the cat would catch him. Just before he thought, no, I escaped. And again bring him in the center and leave him. So again the rat would lie as if dead for a few minutes. And again run. And just before he could enter again below some cupboard, the cat would catch him. So in a similar way, Prabhupada explains, sometimes the Lord allows the demons to play. Just increasing their illusion that I am the controller. And they think, I escaped from the Lord. But then in the end, Narsingdev took Hiranyakashipu, put it on his lap. And this was happening in the palace. But then he took the door frame to fulfill all the benedictions of Brahma ji and killed him. He tore him apart, put intestine, then opened. First he did the stomach surgery and then he did the heart surgery. First took out the intestines, then took out the heart, threw it apart. All blood over his body and the hair and the face. But here we see, Prabhupada says, just see the devotee. The Lord has killed his father and Prahlad Maharaj goes and garlands the Lord. Thank you for killing my father. So this is not at all a bodily relationship. Process in this material world, sometimes when somebody's father is killed, the son will be full of revenge. He has killed my father and all these things. But here, Prahlad Maharaj is going and garlanding. My dear Lord Narsingdev, thank you for killing my father. So this is a relationship. He knew, although his father is killed, in the sense the body is killed, but the father has achieved permanent gain because he has been killed by the Lord. At the same time, just because it was his father, he never showed disrespect in his life to Hiranyakashipu. He always showed respect. But every time he would instruct him, Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. And after this whole incident was over, when Narsingdev was requesting Prahlad Maharaj, please accept something from me, some boons, take something. Prabhupada was not ready to accept. He said, how can I accept? If I accept anything, immediately my devotional service will become business. In this material world, many people serve us. Like if you are in the hotel, we are traveling in the plane or everywhere in the bus or taxi. The taxi will open door for us. You can go in and sit. So many services available in this whole world. But every service has a motivation of profit. The taxiwala knows he is going to pay me and there is a profit. So he is doing nice service. He will pick up your luggage, keep in the dicky. The hotel people will come and serve you nice, take away your glass. They all know that they are going to pay us and the profit is there. So therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, if for my service to you, if I ask even anything, even a single thing, immediately my devotional service will turn into business. And therefore, I want to ask only one thing, that because I am being born in a demonic family, I am full of lust and anger. If you want to give me something, please make my core of my heart free from all these lusty and angry thoughts. But again and again being requested for something to be asked by the Lord, ultimately Prahlad Maharaj asked, okay, if you want to give me something, although this my father was great demoniac, and he gave a lot of pain to you, but please deliver him. So we see perfect combination of relationship between a son and father, not on the bodily level over here. Now, Prahlad Maharaj was very submissive to his father in his behavior, which is etiquette. But never he accepted his father's demonic opinion. In fact, he tried to help him by giving divine opinion. Even though he knew, if I speak such things, I will be killed. But still he did not stop. But then when his father was killed on a physical bodily level, Prahlad was joyful and garlanding the Lord. Thank you, take the garland. But still in the end, he never forgot his father. Oh Lord, if you want to deliver someone, please deliver my father. So here we see the relationships on the level of the soul. Prahlad never tried to change the situation of the body of his father. But whenever he got an opportunity, he tried to instruct him on the level of the spiritual knowledge, or even from the Lord, what he asked was deliverance of the Hiranyakashipu. He did not ask, make my father alive again. Like here, Chetaketu Maharaj is expecting his son to become alive. But Prahlad did not ask. He knew the body is there, but the soul, he was asking for the deliverance of the soul. So in this way, the person who are actually Dehino Asmi Natha Dehe Kaumarami Anandara, Tatha Dehantara Praptir Dhiras Tatarana Muhyati. One who knows this change of the body and this body is temporary, he is not bewildered by such a change. In fact, he is joyful. Prahlad was very happy because his father was killed by the Lord and therefore the Lord is delivered. Prahlad mentions that, oh my Lord, because you saw him, you put your glance on my father while he was dying, I know he is already purified. But still, please excuse him. Please deliver him. So that was the Prahlad's request. Because Prahlad knew what's going to happen. In a similar way, the devotees, they also get old age. We are telling in the beginning, in this material world, if we see the faces of old people, everyone without fail have a look of defeated face. They have been defeated by Jara. They have been defeated by overwhelmed by material energy. They achieved so much, now they can see everything is going out of their hand. Except the devotees. Devotees, if they know Krishna, they are chanting, they are in connection with Krishna, they will have a joyful face even if they get old. Because they know that his body is going to get old, but at the every stage, as they are coming closer to God, closer to death, they are going closer to Krishna. This is just like once Raghunath Prabhu, he used to come to our hostel in SPC, maybe 10, 15 years back. Few of his examples are very nicely struck in my mind. So one of his examples, he told how a devotee faces death in a joyful way. He told that just like in the previous times when the girls would get married and they would have to go to their husband's house, they would be generally crying because most of them would not have met the husband so much, or even they might have met, they did not know who is their father-in-law, what will be the house and all, because they exactly were not knowing what is going to happen, and because they were giving up their previous home, they were crying. But nowadays he told that generally because the girls and the boys have arranged marriage beforehand, the girl is already gone to her husband's house many times, she knows everything, Then when she is getting married, she is smiling. In fact, the parents are crying. But she is very smilingly going to her husband. And because he's just like, oh, I know where I'm going. He's this person. I know him since so many years. And I know his house. Everything I know. Because the knowledge aspect is there. She is not crying. And she very happily goes to the husband's house. Similarly, for non-devotees, death is very unknown thing. They don't know what's going to happen after death. What will happen with everything. Nothing they know. And therefore, it's a very fearful situation for non-devotees. But for devotees, they know. Wherever I am, whether I go back to Godhead or don't go back to Godhead, I am 101% under the protection of the Supreme Lord. The Lord is not going to leave me because I have taken shelter of the Lord. Then the Lord, if He wants, He will take me back to Godhead. If He wants, He will take me somewhere else. As Prahlad says, oh Lord, no, I am not worried because some other I can remember you. But I am worried for so many other people. So devotee, he knows his future. That Lord is protecting him. Yogakshemam vahamyaham. Lord is in full control. Therefore he doesn't fear death. He may also get old age, but he remains joyful. Because he is beyond his material body and the changes. And in this material world, these relationships, they always change. And further, Prahlada was instructing his friends in his school. Sukham endanikam daitya deva yogena dehina sarvatra labhate daivat yatha dukham ayatnatah. That in this material world, just like you get the pleasures you get the pains without effort. Yada dukham ayatnatah. Yatna is like effort. And without effort in this material world, you get the pains. Similarly, without effort, you are going to get the pleasures. So, oh my dear friends, don't worry for them. But worry how you can become more and more attached to Krishna. So in this purport we see the Supreme Lord, the son of Maharaj Chitraketu, he is saying the same thing, that a person, he will keep on changing his relationship with his matter. In fact, in matter, the relationships always change because the bodies are always changing. We see, just in the end, I would like to give one example. If you remember, we had so many best friends in our life. In second standard, we have one best friend. And we thought, this is the best friend. And then fifth standard, we have another best friend. And we thought, this is my best friend. I will never give him up. And then in the tenth standard, we had another best friend. We would share everything with him. We would sit together, eat together. And then in the 12th, in the engineering, or graduation, and that every time we had best friends, but they themselves have changed in this life. We don't know their names now, or if you remember names, we don't know where they are now. They are gone. So he's saying this material world, the affinity is lost immediately, but please develop the affinity on the level of the soul, and that can only make a man happy. Hare Krishna. Any comments? Ada Gopinath Prabhu, Gaurang Prabhu. So we'll end. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Yeah.